Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, clear skies are expected across major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa, with a gentle breeze providing a pleasant night. Jerusalem will experience slightly cooler temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. Two ships have been attacked in the Strait of Hormuz following a reported Iranian missile strike on a Qatari tanker. This comes from the Jerusalem Post. Both vessels suffered structural damage, but no casualties or environmental impact were reported. Also earlier today, JNS reported that Israel is preparing for a potential peace pact with Lebanon post-Hezbollah. Delegations from both nations will meet in Rome to draft the agreement. Also this hour, Iran has attacked a tanker in the Strait of Hormuz for the third time in less than 24 hours. Israel Hayom reports that a missile hit a vessel just hours after another attack on a Saudi tanker. Separately, I-24 News informs us that Israel's Zaka volunteers continue their search for bodies under the rubble in Venezuela. And finally, The Times of Israel notes that Prime Minister Netanyahu on CNN declared Turkey is not a friendly country to the United States. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a user known as JewishWarrior13, shared just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu has spoken with President Trump multiple times, emphasizing that Turkey is not friendly to Israel. Memory, a media monitoring organization, posted earlier today that a senior journalist from Al-Ahram expressed that both the Egyptian people and Al-Azhar harbor animosity toward Israel. Dalia Ziada, an Egyptian human rights activist, wrote recently about the need for the international community to stop treating Hamas as a political entity and recognize it as a terrorist militia. She insists Israel should be empowered to disarm Hamas. Now for more on those stories, starting with the attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. According to the Jerusalem Post, the latest strikes occurred as tensions rise in the region. The UK maritime trade operations confirmed the structural damage to both vessels, but no immediate threat to the environment or crews. This incident could further strain regional maritime security. Turning to the potential peace pact between Israel and Lebanon, JNS reports that this initiative aims for lasting peace once Hezbollah's influence wanes. The diplomatic efforts in Rome are seen as a crucial step in stabilizing the region. If successful, it could reshape alliances in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Iran's continued aggression in the Strait of Hormuz poses significant challenges. Israel Hayom highlights Iran's provocative actions against tankers from Saudi Arabia and Qatar. This escalation underlines the fragile nature of Middle Eastern maritime routes, crucial for global oil supply. On the humanitarian front, I-24 News reports on Zaka volunteers in Venezuela. They are tirelessly working to recover bodies from recent disasters. Their efforts are part of a broader international response to aid those affected by the tragedy, emphasizing the importance of global humanitarian cooperation. Finally, regarding Netanyahu's remarks on Turkey, The Times of Israel provides context. His statements reflect ongoing tensions between Israel and Turkey, impacting diplomatic relations. This could influence future alignments with both the US and regional players. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israel's largest labor corruption case now implicates Menorah Mivtachim, one of the country's biggest insurers. Police have frozen assets worth nearly $18.3 million as investigations widen. Separately, Ynet Business highlights the Bank of Israel's renewed intervention in currency markets. The central bank resumed dollar purchases, buying over $1 billion in June to stabilize the currency amidst regional tensions. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals a personal lawsuit against Superfarm. A couple claims the chain sold them expired contraceptives, leading to an unexpected pregnancy. this case could have significant legal and consumer implications for the company. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.